Okay, cool.
Sounds good.
I think
you
guys
believe in a podcast. You're in one.
You know that it's Coke Gang, ho.
This is what's much more subdued and less of a parody.
I'm so excited to be here.
It's the What's Online podcast.
All right, awesome. I don't know, we don't do cold opens anymore, but I just feel like I should bring up the fact that Rabbit having a beanie on makes us feel more like a white guy podcast.
Yeah.
We've got the beanie
since
guy.
Since Dan's not wearing his.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah.
We traded.
There we go.
Nice. It's
very hello.
Warm, thanks.
Hello. sorry.
Hi.
I'm a little sick. I need some podcast sleep.
It's liquor for the listener.
No.
I couldn't see it.
It's not for them. It's for Kurt.
It's for me.
Yeah.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the What's Online podcast, where we're here to answer two questions. What are Dan's views on the Waco Massacre? And what's online?
Lame.
Wasn't that fun? You don't like that?
No, that's my views.
Oh, you not a fan. Okay. Well, that's... We'll get back to you on that. But before we get into that... On the podcast tonight, we have Dan.
That's me.
We have Roberto.
Hey, what's up, guys?
He is a designated beanie boy.
Bean boy.
Beanie boy. We got Ryan Pluck.
Scooby doo boop 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 boop. Hey.
And we have the quantum indifference, entropy, smart things, I'm saying, guest on our podcast, Taylor.
Definitely don't know the smart things that you said.
No.
That was a hell of an intro.
Science words.
It was.
Right.
Well, I keep trying to make it more and more complicated, and I kind of ran into a wall there. It's like the ever-shifting designated guest.
You have to add a syllable every episode.
Yes.
I can understand me making things complicated.
And, yeah.
It's the woman in
what
me.
What is it?
Wait a minute.
All right. Getting sexist this early on the,
No, that's
by
not
me.
Even here.
And we're back on the podcast. We didn't do it last week. I got COVID, and I gave it to Matt and also two of my coworkers, and one went to the hospital.
So, oh, shit.
Oh,
my
God.
Real old or something? Damn.
He's really old and smokes a lot of cigarettes and drinks more than I do.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
He
must drink a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a lot.
Well, and... They released him like the same day, though. Like they're monitoring his like.
They're
breathing.
Like, you're just drunk.
No, he's like, well, they're
drink
like,
some water,
you
man.
You do have COVID, but you should also stop smoking cigarettes and drinking.
And
so
he
much.
Said no.
He is not.
Yeah.
He said nada.
Did he sound like that?
Yeah.
He did.
So, pardon me if I do cough a scooch bit on this podcast.
You know who didn't get COVID that you live with?
Beanie Boy.
That's right.
Roberto, hey, nice. He dodged that.
How'd you avoid it?
Well, I secluded myself in my room.
Did you maintain a 6-foot distance?
Oh, yeah. Them? Every time one of them came into the kitchen, I would go around the other entrance in our kitchen.
Shoot rubber bands at
them. It was really funny because he would panic when both me and Matt were like...
Yeah, they would push me in the hallway and I would just back into my room.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like the ghosts in Pac-Man.
Yes.
I didn't take any offense to that. I completely understand. Also, whenever we spoke words to him, he did the Matrix bullet time thing. Like, it was,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
But when he does that, in real life, it probably looks pretty stupid, right? Because we
really
see him
fast.
Doing it. Yeah, because he's doing it in slow-mo, like bullet speed. So in real life, he just like kind of bent in half for a split second and then back up.
Dude, that'd be sick.
Or do like both parties see it in bullet mode? Because
don't like break
like Neo and the gun.
Yeah. Exactly. The gun and the bullets.
Wow.
Right. How long would I want to watch a Matrix version
where
it's
all
slow-mos.
Yeah.
It's always real time for the whole thing.
Well, listen, I was trying to prop him up, but it kind of just looked like him doing like a Family Guy fall. Like it wasn't that cool.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You know. But
what the fuck is a Family Guy fall?
Where they do like the thing and they like lay down like with one.
It's like where all their arms are like disjointed.
Oh,
and stuff.
Okay, I see what
you
mean.
They're
the cartoon
just, broken.
Fall. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
It's very specific though. It's like super sudden and like they land in it like with
Their knee is up and twisted, and their other elbows behind their head.
Yeah, correct, correct, and
that's mostly it.
I've done that a few times in my web comics, and I think it's very funny. That's like the Wilhelm scream of like drawing.
Well, yeah, because in a comic, it's like instantaneous. Depending on how fast your eyes
move. No, but I guess I was the specific position, like where they land. They do it the same way in every episode because they
like it.
Well, it's cheap. You don't have to keep redrawing, redrawing it. So, what have you guys been up to aside from making Family Guy references? You didn't get COVID.
All right. You mentioned something right before we started that almost frustrated me. Taylor and I recorded some Christmas songs.
Oh, yeah.
And amongst them, I also, the whole day was, I got the lyrics to the original You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch, and I was trying to write a parody of it where I was even meaner.
Yes.
Not knowing that, apparently it already exists.
Yes, so Joel Haver, it wasn't him, but it was Wizards with a Shotgun, is that?
Wizards with Guns.
Wizards with Guns. I think they're just kind of a comedy group.
Yeah.
They basically kind of commissioned Joel Haver and his friend that, if you don't know who they are, they do animations and comedy skits online and stuff like that. And basically did that. Yes. They made it really fucking mean, and it's hilarious.
Did they stick to the same, like, cues and stuff? Cause,
yes.
Yeah, like, I had a hard time. I was keeping all the same rhymes and schemes that he did, and it was hard to make a meaner song than that. Was like, I was going through, I was like, this is already really mean. Like, it's harder to, like, outside of, like, your soul.
Well, we were just
shit.
Listening. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, it's harder to, like, change that line.
I don't
make
remember
it
being that harsh, but they, not to spoil anything too much, people should just watch it. Wizards with Guns, Grinch. It's back up. It got taken down, actually. Like, I guess Dr. Seuss's estate still holds it. But,
oh, wow.
Interesting. Even though it's a parody?
Yeah, no, yeah, it got taken down for a while, but it's back up.
Well,
it's
a good thing you didn't do it.
I guess.
But they reference, like, three times that the Grinch drinks piss. So, like,
yeah.
They had to work pretty hard.
Yeah, I was pretty heavy on you're a mean one and a bitch. Like, that kind of got me in the mood to write the whole thing.
During the break, we'll watch the video. I think you'll like it. But yeah, you should probably, I don't think you're going to be able to top it today.
I don't know. I might. It's pretty good. The thing that turned me off was, I mean, we sat there and I tried to record it while I was real drunk.
Oh, okay.
And going in blind.
When you were recording that one, you were not that drunk yet.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. You didn't start getting real drunk until we started doing stuff.
Yeah. Oh. It was hard because going in blind after not really, you know, listening to the song before doing the parody of it.
Right.
The cues for the, like, monotone spoken word parts.
Yeah. They're,
the timing is impossible to just know blind. Like,
it's pretty tough. I mean, they don't follow it 100% in the Joel Haver one, but they nail it pretty good. Like, it's pretty on the spot. It also has a sick guitar solo in the middle of it.
Interesting.
Love guitar solos.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
But, so, what other Christmas songs did you record?
We did Baby It's Cold Outside. We did the Ella Fitzgerald Sleigh Ride.
Mm-hmm.
We did Blue Christmas. We did Wham's Last Christmas.
What was
the fifth one we did?
Last Christmas.
You
Wham?
Did a Christmas Wham. Song.
Oh, yeah, Christmas song with Nat King Cole.
No, when he started singing Blue Christmas, that was the last one we did because he was already so fucking drunk.
Uh-huh. Which felt right for being the king, you know?
Yeah.
Hey, I mean, you should have started, like, doing Bing Crosby when you were, like, hammered. I bet that would just come out pretty normal.
Yeah. Have a holy jolly Christmas. Oh, that's not, that's fucking.
That's Burl Ives.
Yeah.
Bing Crosby's White Christmas.
Yeah. I got Melikimaka.
He also did Drummer Boy with fucking
David Bowie.
Yeah. I still love that. I know you hate it, but.
And I love David Bowie, but I just hate Little Drummer Boy. I hate that song so much.
Well, it's because you're not big on kids.
No.
Tiny pimples. Well, you should love Bing Crosby because he beat his children.
There you go.
Well, I don't like him for doing that. I may not like kids, but I don't want to hurt them unless they really make me mad, but I would never actually do it.
I'm sure being
just in your mind.
I'm sure Bing Crosby was very justified in all his child beatings. Oh, man. I'm glad that we're back on the podcast. I've been holding this in.
It's been like 3 weeks. What?
What?
They get a little mouthy and you just kind of have to...
Yeah, reasons why he would be, you know. They left a toy train out and I stepped on it like a Looney Tunes cartoon and went, whoa, and flew out the front door, you know?
Or yeah. They're like, I'm so hungry and, you know, I've got a nice like glass of whiskey that I'm trying to enjoy. It's like, listen, you're kind of bringing down the mood. Smack.
That's, yeah. That's Looney Tunes for you. Smack.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember when Elmer Fudd did that.
Yeah.
I'm trying to...
Yeah, in the like baby Looney Tunes show.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, God.
I'm kind of tired of being known as the racist guy in our friend group, so I'm changing it to child abuse, I think. That'd be fun.
I saw a thing, someone talking about the baby Looney Tunes was perfect for millennials to grow up with. If you guys remember the baby Looney Tunes show.
Tiny Why
Tunes?
Was yeah, that was perfect weird. For us yeah. to grow up with? Because, I like that less than the original.
Because the idea that they are not the baby versions of the Looney Tunes cast. They are like offspring of the Looney Tunes cast. If you remember, they're in like an academy, and the teachers are like Bugs and Daffy and all that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's
and the
right.
idea is that you're going to go to this school, and we're going to train you to like be the next us, but then they never get to be the next.
I don't remember that. Whenever I saw the baby Looney Tunes, it was that old ass lady that was watching them.
She's talking about the
other one.
There is a baby Looney. You're talking about like Tiny Toons. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, we're talking about Tiny Toons.
Yeah, because there's Tiny Toons and then there's
the baby.
I don't know what Tiny Toons.
The ones where they are the babies, and that's like Sylvester and
Tiny Toons had the blue and pink rabbit.
Yep.
And I don't know. I've never seen that in my life. I only know baby Looney Tunes.
Yeah, Tiny Tunes. We're tiny. We're toony. We're a little bit of loony. Something like that.
Yeah.
And there was like a blue and pink rabbit. I can't remember their names, but they were not like the offspring of like.
Yeah, they're not like the offspring of Bugs and Babs. They
just happen
to be.
It's just the next generation.
Rabbits.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I have to look this up now because...
Oh, yeah, look up Tiny Toons because I'm almost certain you would have seen it at one point.
Well, when you just sang that
really
sounded familiar,
it.
But...
We're tiny, we're toony, we're all a little
Wait,
loony.
There's Tiny Toon Adventures and Tiny Toons Looniversity.
Okay, so they did create a new version. shit, sorry, guys. All right. Well, it's rules of the podcast.
Yep.
Did you guys know about...
Rules of engagement.
The
It's too late.
Hold that thought, Taylor. I've got a very important bird thing to talk about.
Oh, no, that's fine. I was just doing that for myself.
Okay, be quiet. I'm sorry, I'm in a strange mood tonight. Anyways, you guys know eagle sound? It goes...
The eagle sound?
Yeah. The eagle sound that you hear in like movies and stuff like that.
Yeah, and like most 80s rock and roll songs.
That's a red tail. That's a red-tailed hawk. That
oh,
does
it's not
that.
An eagle sound.
Cool. Yeah, eagles kind of sound lame. They just... So red-tailed hawks actually...
Do their...
Yeah, because eagles don't hunt the same... I'm not going to get into it.
Good thing we're just
deep.
Bird opinions and not eagle opinions.
Yeah.
Wait, but eagles do make that sound. I've literally heard it with my own ears.
Whoa. They don't make the...
So they don't do the same scree that the hawks do, but they do have one, but it has a high pitch in the middle of it, almost like a voice crack.
Yeah, no, they sound lamer. Like so when you're in... Basically, if you're watching a movie, it's probably a red-tailed hawk scream that you're hearing and not a eagle specifically.
Huh.
Yeah.
Like, and eagles, like, they just don't sound as impressive as, like, a red-tailed hawk, I guess.
They're not as, it's a metaphor for America, Kurt.
Yeah. We're not as impressive as we think
we
are.
As we put on that we are, yeah.
Yeah.
That's accurate.
Yeah, it sounds okay.
At least that's what she told me.
Also, just, I'm going to give a bonus bird opinion.
a bonus,
whoa,
a twofer. Is it because we were gone for like 3 weeks?
Yeah, yeah. Well, and I've been watching a lot of history stuff because I got...
You still been getting your one a week.
Well, I got COVID and I got to watch so much history stuff and porn. But
and I heard
and history porn.
Yeah, you probably know a whole bunch about like Aztecs now, and that's what we're gonna talk about real quick. They founded their city, Tenochtitlan.
Why does he know so much about Aztecs?
Because I've rewatched history over and over.
He just cranks up his speakers and he's like listening to.
Because roommates. And
we are, yeah.
Small wall.
Although usually thin. It's just when I come home for lunch, like from work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like otherwise I don't hear him.
He's got his headphones on.
When I come home from work, like for lunch, I just hear some history thing or VTubers, depending on.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe you'll retain it in your sleep, like those stupid fucking things that people used to think you could like fall asleep with, like Spanish in your, while you sleep. And it doesn't make any sense.
I was thinking of like Aztecan bullshit the other day for no reason.
What did you say about a lozenge?
Omelette du fromage?
No.
Omelette du fromage. But the Aztecs founded their city where they saw a eagle eating a snake. And they're like, this is a fucking really good place to do this.
Absolutely.
So.
I believe it.
What?
A bunch of dudes looked in the sky and saw a bird holding a snake. And
it
said,
was landed
yeah.
on a cactus, actually.
And said, hell yeah.
And hell yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, dudes. So that's where they like built something?
The city that became like Mexico City. Yeah.
Neat.
It's a bird opinion.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, if you saw an eagle in the sky holding
a snake,
wouldn't you go, hell yeah?
Hell yeah. Let's make a city.
Yeah. I'd say the first part.
Hell yeah.
I mean, that's why Mexico's flag is an eagle with a snake.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Interesting.
That's why we built our raft the way we did in Raft. Like, you know, we got the little cat and we were like, we got to build a shrine.
Also, the Aztecs.
That's neat, though.
We're real big on human sacrifice and.
Snake sacrifice.
They were great guys.
They were not. Yeah. So,
wonderful,
you know, people. A lot of people are like, oh man, the Aztecs really got a raw deal when Cortez came over. And like the other tribes around Mexico were like, yeah, fuck these guys. I will help you in their fucking
what,
shit.
Is there an amount of human sacrifice or among various things?
Various things. Human sacrifice is a big part of it. Their part of their mythology is like when they first showed up in Mexico, they met another chieftain and he married off his daughter to like, you know, be like, hey, we're going to, you know, integrate our family. Yeah. And instead of marrying her, they flayed her skin and wore it and then danced in front of him. And this is shit they wrote about themselves.
Yeah, they're like, wasn't this
hell yeah?
So they were like, hell yeah.
Yeah, like, this is almost as cool as that bird.
So I'm just saying,
let's
like, they were not
city,
right.
They weren't beloved. Like, the Mayans did a lot of human sacrifice too, but they were a little bit more chill.
They were cool with it.
More chill with their sacrifice.
Yeah, they just
most
used
ancient
cyanide.
Civilizations did that, though, where they did human sacrifice.
Yeah.
But in less
a lot
chill
of them
ways.
Did.
Yeah, but we're looking for
less
humane sacrifice.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
There's lethal injection human sacrifice.
I don't want to Curtis
for the gods
throwing out random facts, history facts podcast, but like the shit the Germans did to Romans was pretty fucking metal. Like, I'm pretty sure there's a bunch of metal songs about like the what is it called, like the Open Eagle or something.
That's
like that.
The Blood Eagle.
Oh yeah,
Blood
yeah
Eagle.
The fucking Viking thing.
Yeah.
It's yes,
yes it
thing,
is.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the Germans did various like they what they
yeah, the fucking Christian Viking motherfuckers are intense.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's very
those
crazy.
Germans were like, oh yeah, we have a god now, so we.
You probably learned all about this because I also watch
them. They were in longhouses.
Which one?
The Christian Vikings.
The Vikings weren't Christians. The Vikings were attacking Christians.
No, yeah.
Well, but then like they're Germanic ones that were like Vikings going to Christianity. Mm-hmm. They were like, oh yeah, we have all this cool shit we can do now because we have God that we can say. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're talking about the Crusades, I think. Or is that?
It was like the end of the Viking Age.
Okay. Yes. Okay.
When they
no.
started thinning the herds and becoming other.
Okay, yes, yeah. Yes, you are correct. They
join forces.
It's kind of complicated. Vikings were like, you know what? It's easier to adopt Christianity and get trade deals than it is to just like steal things from people forever. But we're also just going to do both.
Yeah.
Hedge our bets. Like,
'cause you can just repent.
Yeah, it's like,
what's the daisies?
Like, you know, like Odin's not as forgiving as this Yahweh guy is. So let's go with that.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's go with that. Taylor.
Oh, yes.
Tiny Toons.
Oh.
Did you see this show?
Yes.
I did, yeah.
Okay, all right.
I remembered it once I looked at it, especially the picture of them like riding on a fucking rocket with like the rainbow thing. Yeah.
Yep.
Tiny Toon Adventures.
I just guess I blocked that part out of my memory though because I think I didn't like it.
It was okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was pretty good.
I wasn't a big fan of it. I preferred the OGs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, same.
And Animaniacs was way better.
Animaniacs was very much so sick. Yeah, I love that.
I saw that one.
What?
Really?
Animaniacs
and like Pinky and the Brain and shit.
They're in the fucking tower.
Mm. Yeah. I was real little.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On the WB.
I guess that would be a little bit like, because Rabbit's like my brother's age, so that's
I like
a little
very
after.
Faint memories of Pinky and the Brain, but
Pinky
like,
and the Brain.
I feel like when I finally regained like the ability to or the ability to retain knowledge, that was not
like when you were watching TV at that age. You were just like,
yeah, look at the pretty colors.
I was like staring off into
like that guy
the distance.
Farted.
Oh, my dad over-explained everything to me, so anything I was watching, like, he was probably watching it too, so he liked that shit and would just talk my ear off as I watched it.
They tell you about how Pinky is the genius and the Brain is the one that's insane.
Whoa.
You know what I'm talking about?
I mean,
it's a song. What are you talking about?
Well, no, they say one is the genius, the other is insane.
Yeah.
And you would assume that the Brain is the genius.
Yeah.
But the Brain's the one that's crazy and Pinky is the genius.
Yeah, because he's like successfully pulled off like he became president I think in one episode.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Shit.
Yeah.
He's solved some of his like math shit
that's
and then
true.
Brain like erased it. He's like, no, this is what we're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brain I never picked up
failing.
On that.
Yeah.
I don't
think
I picked up on that either because I was a child.
Yeah. I didn't know it until older.
But. You probably saw like some internet meme explaining.
Something. Yeah, I watched the whole it wasn't just
it was
a meme, sir. it was a long video.
Oh, okay. You watched like cartoon stuff while I'm
I watched the zeitgeist of cartoons.
Do you remember Freakazoid?
Yeah.
No.
Freakazoid. Yeah.
I don't know if I remember that one.
I don't.
It was so pretty good.
That was pretty. It didn't show up a bunch, but that was like a Warner Brothers cartoon too, and it was pretty good.
I think
good.
It was mostly like Saturday morning cartoons.
Mm-hmm. There was a guy
Saturday
who,
morning.
What was it? He got like
Recess.
He got into.
I
the,
was just about to say Recess.
Right.
Yeah, that was on like.
That was Disney.
Kid. Oh no, you're right.
That was.
Right, that was
it. Yeah, because I didn't have fucking cable, so that's why I knew the Saturday morning cartoons.
Well, I thought.
Yeah, Recess was made by Disney, but it got like distributed to.
Oh, because I used to watch it on PBS.
Yeah, because I think it was PBS had the Saturday morning.
Yep, one Saturday morning.
Yeah, that shit.
Like if a show goes over a certain amount, then they can like shop it around and license other places to do it. So like,
wild.
I didn't know Disney
over
100
episodes. I think
for the channel like that early on,
like having their own Disney channel.
Yeah, I didn't think that was a thing yet.
Did you have cable? I only had fucking antenna, so
I didn't have cable forever.
Way.
But
so that's why we didn't know.
No, Disney had like they had made TV cartoons since. Like, I was a very tiny child. I don't know if they had a Disney channel specifically, but they were, like, distributing it and stuff like that. Like, they were making cartoons for television. So, I loved Recess.
Good.
That was a fun, like, show.
Yeah,
it's like kids
one.
Were, like, smart in it.
Yeah.
Versus, like, a lot of shows where, like.
Yeah, they're in, like, elementary school, but I feel like they kind of had, like, high school mindsets.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Well, the main character was, like, always had, like, a reasonable solution to like whatever problem was coming up and everything like that.
The Disney Channel had launched in 1983.
What?
Okay, it had been around.
We
you
just
had
didn't
to
have object permanence yet, so we didn't see Disney Channel where like it doesn't exist.
Well, I didn't have it until we moved to digital. You had to like pay for Disney.
Yeah, I was gonna say I don't remember ever having that until maybe 2002 or 2003.
It wasn't like part of like the standard Comcast. Like package,
yeah,
And
it looks like a...
Yeah, I feel like the standard came with fucking Nick and Cartoon Network, and you have to pay extra for Disney.
From 83 to 97, it was kind of just like a channel for like anyone, but then in 97 is when they started aiming it directly towards kids and everything. So that's when like more cartoons and shit were showing
that
up.
That makes sense.
They went reverse Mad TV style.
Yeah.
They started more generalized and then became more focused.
Do you guys...
No.
Okay.
But sometimes.
Anything else? No.
Well, I'm not a TikTok guy. I know Dan is. Do you know Gyat for the Rizzler?
Gyat for the Rizzler?
Yeah.
What?
Like, is that an account? No.
No, it's a song, Sticking Out Your Gyat for the Rizzler.
No.
Okay.
That's so lost.
It is... This really confusing web of like TikTok Zoomer madness.
Yeah.
But it's essentially there was a TikTok song by this band called like Suicide Something or Other. It's like Stick Out Your Tongue for the Picture. And then they move, like, there was a trend where people were just taking the top like TikTok like words and just subbing in those for songs.
Yeah.
And then it became Sticking Out Your Gyat for the Rizzler.
Fantastic.
And does that phrase mean anything to you? Like, could you, like, discern?
You know, I'm not 100% sure on Gyat.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it's fucking related. I do know Riz is, like, amount of sex appeal that you have.
Charisma. Yeah. Yeah.
What? Charisma.
Yeah, if you've got...
Yeah, if you got a lot of Riz, you're gonna like go charisma? Pick up a lot of chicks.
Yeah. So,
oh, I never correlated that.
Never knew this.
So Riz is short for charisma. You haven't heard about this? Yeah, this is... God, I feel young now.
I honestly think I have like the oldest mindset.
Probably.
Here. I'm a grandpa.
You're going to be up there with Rabbit.
I'm real old.
He doesn't know what any of this shit means.
No, it's just going over my head.
Okay.
And I live with a Zoomer.
So Gyat took me a long time to figure out, but it's like, goddamn. Young.
Yeah, goddamn that ass thing.
You live with a Zoomer.
Goddamn that ass.
I did. My
Oh, lived. Yeah.
Or goddamn your ass thing.
I was like, did Matt get younger?
No, his mindset's just always.
I mean, he also does use TikTok.
Yeah.
True.
So Gyat's like, goddamn that ass is thick. That's
yeah.
Okay.
God, your ass is thick.
So
yeah,
thinking out your Gyat for the Rizzler, and
that's so stupid.
It is. Incredibly dense, worked, yeah. And it took me like a few days. Like, I kept seeing it referenced in like internet videos, and I was just like, I am finally like old to the point where I have no clue what anybody's talking about. And then I figured out, oh no, it's on purpose. Like, it's supposed to be stupidly dense. Like, it's not really supposed to be anything. So, I guess that's...
I feel like that generation is doing the same thing that we tried to do for, like, our the boomers. Of, like, it's humor that, like, it's almost like an inside joke, but it is more so put forth, like, tongue-in-cheek that they won't get it.
Right.
And that's what makes it good, is that it is very stupid.
But
the fact that we know it and you don't is
so
what makes it good.
So much of Gen Z is so stupid that I don't know what they're trying to make stupid on purpose and what's actually stupid.
Oh, they don't either.
But. Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't understand anything that's happening.
I think most of it's just stupid.
It is.
I think most of it is intentionally stupid out of lack of care. You know, we watch things go downhill. They were born into, hey, everything's already shit and it's not getting better.
That is
true. So I think
they're
just like, fuck it, that's everything. Better. Very fuck it mindset.
They do be funny.
Yeah.
Oh my god, my coworkers crack my ass up on the daily.
It's the best.
I still don't know what the hell that is.
It's stupid. That's all.
Yeah, clearly.
Yeah, I forgot about that since last time you brought it up on the podcast.
I asked his younger brother, Nathan,
what
Zoomer.
What skinny toilet is?
And he's like, you don't have to worry about it. It's just stupid.
And
for
it's
going to
be gone in a month.
What? Yeah.
Well, that Gyat for the Rizzler song has like a line that's like, you're so skibbity. So it's enduring a little bit. Just because, again, it's just Zoomer humor. That's it. That's it.
Fantastic.
Uh-oh. Oh, I guess we're done.
Yep. Bye. Skibbity, Ohio.
Oh, well, I guess on the second half.
You know that it's
podcast.
Oh.
Oh, nice. Hello, everybody, and welcome back after that short break there.
Your short break.
Second half of the podcast.
Right, what a fucking stupid bitch. Short ass break. Short break fucking guy. Look at him in his shirt.
Just dump a bunch of shit and piss on me, I guess.
You like that sort of thing?
Oh, shit. Why not? Oh.
Oh, yeah. You COVID. Got open mouth.
Sorry.
Dan only realized that because I gave him a face.
Yeah.
There you go.
I looked at him like, don't you dare.
There you go.
All right. Thank you for everybody on the podcast. Dan clinkety clinked and drinkety drinked me. Oh, my God.
Take a shot.
What are we drinking here?
That literally looked like a pen from the side.
Thank you.
Like a pen that you write with.
I'm glad that we're getting like the party favors out for the second half because this is going to be pretty nice.
It's pretty good.
Okay. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the little podcast. We've got Daniel Ryan on the podcast.
That's me.
And we got Rabbit.
What's up, guys?
We got Ryan.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
And we got Taylor. Yeah. No fancy titles this time. Deep voice.
The deepest.
Hey, what's up?
Nice.
I had to, like, make myself have a double chin to do that. I don't
know.
That
kind of sounded like Steve-O. Like,
hey, dude.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, dude. Welcome to Good Bag.
Steve-O, like when he's healthy, like he still sounds like he's about to.
Dude, he sounds so bad now. He wrecked his voice. It's awful.
Yeah, but he's doing much better than.
Yeah,
Bam.
He's great.
He's like,
he's awesome.
No, Steve-O's like living his best life now, but his voice is just. Ruined.
I think he's living his best life the whole time.
Yeah,
oh,
I don't think
he hasn't.
Yeah, but now he's living his best sober life.
Yeah,
he's doing better than Ryan does.
Yeah, best of both worlds. At different times.
I was waiting for somebody to react.
Okay, so real quick, I actually got a fucking Discord message from Satan, and he was really fucking happy about the episode. He kind of realized, like,
I know the music just kind
of
cuts off.
Right? All of us were like, "What the fuck?"
Yeah.
I think that's when he came. I think that's when Satan came in last episode.
Whoa, timing.
Well,
here, look, listeners. Oh fuck.
What?
Oh no.
He just stretched it.
But apparently he's doing pretty well now.
That's metal.
So what are you doing, Dan?
What are you
trying
doing?
Trying to get music.
It's fucked up now. It's real fucked up. I had it on stretch.
It's just leave it.
There we go.
Okay.
Cool. Listener has no idea what I'm talking about. It's been playing the whole time for sure.
That's pretty cool.
Lovely.
You're talking about.
You didn't hear it?
Right. So Satan's doing pretty good?
Satan's doing better. When it came out, he, like, hit me back up. He was kind of, like, mad because I was told him that he was trauma dumping on us, and then he, like...
I mean, well, he was.
And then, he's like, you know...
What'd he say?
What the fuck, man? I'm just trying to be real. That's what he said.
That's what he said?
That's
damn.
What he said?
Yeah, and that's weird. I'm really glad that you got that voice message from him.
Yeah, you played it for us.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was not a Satan time.
No. Oh, you're talking about that was not a Satan time.
That was not a Satan time. Anyways, he hit me back up. He said, you know what? That was pretty funny, and he's glad he got that out, and he's got some big stuff going on now. And, like, it sounds like, you know, all right, he got it out, he vented, and everything's. Wait, hold on a second.
Is he working on some new stuff?
Yeah. He said he sent the podcast to God. Hold, wait. Oh shit.
What?
To God?
Yeah. No. He's shit.
Like
what
the
do you
people
mean?
That like Dan's parents.
No.
Made
no.
A lot
yeah.
Of money
like
off of.
Heaven. Abrahamic.
They made a lot of money. I don't know who that is.
Fucking.
Didn't do that.
Kill your son on a hill, God.
No, he actually told him not to do that. He just interpreted it wrong.
Oh, okay. Well,
I believe that was Abraham was going to kill his son for God, and then God was like, "Hey, I didn't tell you to do that, man."
That's not how
like,
Bob Dylan.
Oh,
that's
shit,
not.
Sorry.
He's like, "Hey, man, here's some Lincoln Logs."
You know, he just almost. Did.
That's not how the Bob Dylan song goes, but okay. Anyway,
a different God.
Oh fuck! Hey, we might have a surprise guest here, real quick.
Oh yeah.
Oh, shit.
Well, actually, guys, my girlfriend's calling, so I'm just going to step out real quick.
All right. Yeah.
I'm sure you
shit.
Guys can deal with it, right?
All right.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I'll catch you. Fuck. We got to deal with this, Rabbit. Yeah. Right. Get out of here.
I'll be right back.
Yeah. This is happening right now.
Wow, there's a really big light in here.
Everybody yeah. on
it's
the
fucking bright.
Shield your eyes, guys. Jesus.
Light bulbs.
Listeners on the podcast, welcome God.
Here I am, everyone.
Hey, God.
What the fuck was that?
Did you miss a step?
There was a cat.
Oh.
Hey, guys.
I appreciate you. Yeah, I feel like Satan won.
Yeah, yeah, take a seat wherever you...
Over here on the bed?
You could do it on the bed. There's a... Yep. You want to sit next to a Bigfoot over here?
Yeah, you know what? Just scoot over a little bit.
You're going to have to scoot over a lot.
You can sit on my lap, actually.
Oh, you get on his knee. Holy shit. I don't think we've ever had somebody this big in the room.
Wait, you mean like popularity-wise or...
I mean...
Size.
Size.
Yes.
Well, clearly you've seen my
legs. Are you calling God fat right in front of him?
He's got gains. You got gains.
That's right. Fat with a P.
Hey, thanks for coming on. You sent me some messages. I guess you got the podcast episode with Satan.
I did, yeah. It was pretty cool.
Oh, hey.
That was pretty sick.
I'm glad you liked it, God. I didn't think that maybe you would approve us talking to Satan, but...
Yeah, why not? I mean, it's not like anybody really cares about him anymore, right?
Well, according to him, yeah, I guess that's kind of true. Hey, we've got God on the podcast. Welcome. Welcome.
Thanks
hey,
for having me. You know, I'm a short-time listener and short-time listener. I actually don't know.
Short-time listener, like... You tuned in for the Satan episode?
Yeah, just that one episode.
Did he, like, send it to you?
Yeah,
like,
he forward, did, yeah. Like, you know, when I skipped past the part where it wasn't Satan?
Oh, yeah.
I just listened to the Satan part.
Right, for the guest. Right, right. I did that.
Yeah.
All right.
It goes pretty cool.
Well, yeah. Hey, thanks for being on the podcast. I had my way, I guess we would probably want to have you on first, you know? It's we don't get a lot of celebrities on the podcast, so this is pretty... Pretty big for us. What have you been up to, man?
Well, you know, most of it's been playing games. Fortnite, League, Dota, you know.
Really? I mean,
a new Diablo game came out. It's pretty cool.
I thought you'd be like a lot busier than.
Yeah, there's.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like, you should see my YouTube channel. I got a Twitch channel. I'm real busy.
I mean, see, I thought it was going to be the type of busy, like in, you know, Bruce Almighty, where you're having to, like, answer prayers and do all sorts of crazy shit.
How does that work?
I ain't going to do that. Everybody loves me without me having to do anything. I just sit back and.
So what happens to the prayers then? Do you have like, is it like your CEO of like Prayer Co and like other?
Yeah, I've got like 10 or 12 employees that just listen to that shit. And you know, sometimes if there's an important message, like.
What do you deem an important prayer?
Well, you know, like Trump, Biden, Hitler, you know.
Oh, like a prayer from one of them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Oh, wait, what is
it? I thought you meant like regarding.
Oh, no,
so,
no, no.
So it's by person of how they're doing in the world as important as prayer.
Listen, if they have popularity and they're like, hey, I follow God, that means I get the popularity too.
I'm almost certain Hitler was an atheist.
That's what you think.
Okay. He was wait, do you know where Hitler is?
I'm not allowed to talk.
Oh, yeah, because Satan's neither of you.
It's classified information.
Okay. Where the fuck is Hitler?
This is getting deep. Okay, so people who already have a huge amount of excess and wealth, you answer their prayers?
Well, yeah, but...
Like, you know, they're like...
Do they, like...
Sorry, Ethiopians.
You know, I don't
like an
work
investment?
For money. But yeah, like an investment of prayers and faith, you know?
Wait, like, wait, are you... Hold on, what about
like
Kanye?
Pope, everybody loves that guy, right? You know, so he says, hey, I'm not even
out. Yeah,
the Pope.
Because Kanye's been real pro-God recently.
Yeah, I could talk to Kanye all the time.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Yeah.
Well, why is he like that?
He talks to you a lot, definitely. I didn't know that was going both ways. I mean, honestly, it makes him sound a little bit less crazy.
Yeah, I guess so. If he's like literally, you know?
I think it was recently. I don't know if it was like for a shoot or if it was for like a performance or something. But he wore a Klan hood.
Oh yeah, I thought that was interesting.
Oh, he didn't like discuss that with you or anything?
No, he said he was gonna do it. I didn't say anything. I didn't want my name on it, you know.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. You wouldn't want to back the Klan.
Until after was cool.
Until after?
Yeah, and then I'd come out and be like, oh yeah, that was a great idea that I gave him. Take credit after it's...
Only if it was like positive.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Okay, I was about to say, I don't think a lot of people are coming out saying it was a great idea for him to wear that Klan. Yeah,
that sucked for him.
Yeah.
Oh. We'll just blame it on Satan.
Wait, are you... Is God more of a I'm happy or sad for you depending on the situation? Like, that's your statement when someone says something? You're like...
Listen, man, I'm just trying to relax, play some video games, and let the world take care of itself.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, Satan mentioned that you just, like, stream yourself playing League of Legends all
the
time.
Yeah, man. You know, he sucks at League. But hey, kudos to that guy, because Satan's over here working his ass off, and, you know, I'm real proud of him.
So, like,
yeah, that sounds really patronizing.
I know, you're just kind of overseeing, doing nothing.
So the Bible left out that, like, you made the world in, like, 7 days, and then the eighth day you rested, and then also the ninth and rest of the days you continued to rest.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I had a little influence, like, in the beginning, you know, when the people were crazy but not that crazy. I mean, people are fucking crazy now. I don't know if you've been out there, but I don't want to touch them. I won't talk to him.
You know, we were talking about that in the first half of this episode, actually.
Crazy,
how
man.
Crazy some people got.
You know, like, are you, like, worried about, like, I mean, there's, like, global warming and shit going on.
Yeah, I mean, but listen, I mean, there's some stuff going on, right? But I'm still doing things. I'm just not doing all the things.
Okay.
Remember COVID-20?
Yeah.
No,
you don't, because I took care of it.
I still remember it.
What about the flood of 2003?
I mean,
nope, because I stopped it.
I don't think I care
about
any floods if they happened even in 2003 at the time.
So,
the flood?
You stopped it? Like, but you could...
What?
Why?
Because it was going to kill all my followers.
So you only
your followers?
You only intervene when
2003?
It was going to be like a fucking Noah's Ark level.
That's right.
Yeah, that's a big flood.
I'm not talking about like the one down in New Orleans.
Yeah.
Yeah, what about that? What was
it wasn't
that?
Enough of his followers.
Yeah, like,
worst
are
case
you the
scenario,
one
you lose
that,
like 1%.
Did you cause, why didn't you stop our power outage earlier this year when we didn't have power for like 3 days?
Because
what about that?
It was only going to be 3 days, man. You lived.
Yeah, we're fine.
Yeah.
It was a test.
Damn.
Wait, so, like, did you, like, create humans so that they could, like, evolve and create more interesting ways for you to entertain yourself?
Yeah, I mean, listen, because humans are cool and all, right? But I got this other planet I'm working on, and let me tell you what, it's sick. We got cat girls, we got...
Oh, like, what the fuck?
Some weird alien goo people. I mean, look, it's fucking sick.
They got cat girls and slime girls, Dan.
Hey,
can we get tickets?
Wait, have they?
Absolutely.
Hell yeah.
You guys are cool enough, I'll give you a backstage pass.
Oh my god.
Hell yeah.
You just gotta like and subscribe. Look down at the bottom of this video.
I can't even say, oh my god. It's just got. Yeah. Oh, wait.
Oh my you.
What's up with Jesus? Is he.
Oh yeah. What's he doing?
Is he like chilling
up
there?
He works for me.
He works for you, but like, are you? So like, do you keep like a professional, like you don't hang out with your employees kind of thing? Like he's like an underling.
In the back room, like chilling, smoking a joint. You know, sometimes we have cheating jobs back
there.
We just gotta shoot the shit.
He's smoking, and you go, damn son.
Yeah.
You know,
but sometimes like we're playing games, and I'm like, fuck Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
He looks at me, he's like, yeah, dude. No, I wasn't talking to you. Shut the fuck up.
Wow. It's fun to think of God telling Jesus to shut the fuck up. That's such a good image.
That's what happens when parents work with their children.
Wait, so, like, do you like other human art things? Or, like, is it just the gaming?
Art things?
Yeah, like, other creative art
books,
pieces, yeah,
songs,
music. I guess Kanye, like, he knows about music.
Well, he was saying he like, helped like write Kanye songs as a person him? For being so godhead.
Well, remember that one song? I don't know if he likes music. Stairway to Heaven.
Yeah.
Yeah. That so was my. Of course.
That was your idea. Was you me, gave yeah. that to Robert Plant.
Absolutely.
So like even his best song was a stolen work.
Yeah. I just showed him the stairway, and like he saw a lady looking at it, and that was it.
Hold on a second.
I mean, I wouldn't really say that you wrote Stairway to Heaven, then.
I definitely wrote it.
Okay, I'm not going to argue with God. All right, you made it.
Who the fuck is this?
Oh, this is...
You made a version of the primitive people yeah, this, that you once knew.
Yeah, this is like the first music.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, it's kind of dumb.
I'm going to have to get Gabriel on this. Smite these motherfuckers.
Fucking... Oh, shit. Yeah, I'm gonna take a controversial stance here and say going to California is probably better than Stairway to Heaven.
Oh yeah.
How do you feel about that?
Well, California's cool.
You like California? Why is it on fire all the time?
Listen, it's cool.
There is a lot less what was the Christians there.
Yeah, but honestly, like cocaine became the new god there, so. You gotta show who's boss.
I guess that's why. Is that why Florida's like that?
Well, I just gave Florida gators.
Okay, they didn't have any. Nice. You just introduced gators, and it naturally evolved into an insane.
Yeah, Florida's a whole nother world.
It is. I don't go there. Disney World? No.
No.
Is it closer to like your other alien society that you're building?
Well, I put a Disney World in my other alien society. And it's that's pretty cool, but this Disney World sucks.
They probably have like real Epcot over there, like an actual Cat Girls and Slime Girls.
Brexit all the way exit.
Oh my god. I'm sorry.
What's a slime girl?
Dan, I've got a.
Clearly, you don't know what's online.
Oh no.
Oh my.
I don't know if I know what a slime girl is either.
I feel like
honestly.
It sounds probably self explanatory.
Well,
I'm assuming.
You imagine a woman.
And then, I like to do that, yeah. Yes.
All right, so we all do, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, Hail Mary and all that, but. Imagine a woman, right? You take the body.
Yeah.
You remove the body, but you keep the image of the shape of the woman.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
And then you fill that absence with slime.
What? Would Jell-O work?
Yes.
Why is this a thing that people like?
Because there is infinite possibilities for entrances.
You're no longer limited to the number of holes there.
See, I guess this doesn't pertain to me because I don't have a penis, but one can imagine, I
you
suppose.
You can scissor all of it.
You can do that now.
Yeah, but it's not slimy.
I don't want it to be slimy.
Also, wouldn't it all just be a penis?
What? Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So we have penis, but then the slime girl would be
anywhere.
The penis.
Yeah.
Oh, I never even thought about that.
I guess that kind of goes into, like, tentacle porn at that point.
Right. Wait.
What?
Can we? I think feel like we should
have
one
more time. Your
you know
voice
what?
Is really
let's
funny
let's
sometimes.
Let's just move on here. All right.
Yeah, that's fine.
Now I know the reasoning of why you created these.
So... What about, like, the Catholic Church, man? Like, that's kind of...
Yeah, they're pretty cool.
is, like, Mother Mary, like, hot? Like, why'd you pick her for, like, to be Jesus' mom?
Honestly, it wasn't really, like, about her. It was about, like, the husband. He was such a fucking ditz and a pushover that I could just be like, fuck the girl, and you're not going to do shit about it.
And then you just have... So, like, Jesus was an accident.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Fantastic.
Live on the What's Online podcast.
Breaking news.
Ain't it just the way?
Well, obviously I'm pro-life. I mean, I gave birth to
hold on, wouldn't God be super pro-choice? I thought that was your whole thing.
You think you have choice? I gave you your choice. You don't have a choice. It's my choice.
Oh, yeah, and then when a lot of people stopped following you, you flooded the Earth.
That's
but this
right.
time people are, so you stopped the flood in 2003.
Yeah, you know, 2003 was an interesting time. A lot of really cool games were coming out, so I just didn't want them
to happened in 2003?
A lot of cool games came out.
Yeah, man.
But
Like what?
Yeah, like what?
Terrible music. Although that was like the beginning of like...
I gotta see what came out in 2003.
I think probably some of the worst Britney Spears music, which is all of it.
But anyway, so that cryptocurrency is pretty cool shit, right?
Satan wait. Said he just lost a bunch of money on crypto.
Oh, I'm a fucking rich asshole.
He probably lost it to him.
So wait,
did he lose it to Godcoin? That's yours,
right?
Oh,
that's a great idea. I should have came out with my own cryptocurrency.
I'm sorry, guys.
Satan specifically said that it was Dogecoin that he...
Oh, right.
Dogecoin was like the
shit. That was like backwards.
Yeah, no, he got... He got pumped and dumped on that.
Yeah.
Really hard.
I got in, quit, hard, cashed out, made tons of money.
Well, yeah, but...
How much is tons of money to you?
I mean, I got like $1 trillion.
What do you spend your money... I guess games, right?
Yeah, man. You should see my setup. It's pretty sick.
How much have you spent on... Like, are you on PC?
PC life. But I have every console. Limited editions.
You're just not using them.
Yeah, they're just up on the shelf.
You got them just out. Yeah, you're just collecting them. That's that makes sense.
2003 was actually pretty sick for video games.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's God, man. Why didn't
he would
you trust
know.
That?
Yeah. Star Wars, The Knights of the Old Republic.
Ooh, that was a good one.
The original Call of Duty, but also the original Tony Hawk's Underground.
Ooh.
Fuck.
Right? Simpsons Hit and Run.
Oh, yeah.
No fucking shit. Okay, yeah. I'm glad.
SpongeBob SquarePants Battle of Bikini Bottom.
Yes, that was a great one.
I remember that one.
Enter the Matrix.
Fuck. Okay, yeah, I see why you stopped the flood. All right.
Yeah.
I thought you were full of it.
Yeah, you're like, they're finally getting onto something.
Mm-hmm.
Sonic Heroes.
Oh, shit. I remember that game.
Sonic.
Hey, man, I liked Sonic a lot. And at that age, it was
Mario Kart Double Dash.
Oh,
that
one was fucking fire. Yep.
Hold on. We're like,
listen,
you and Jesus
and
getting down.
That game together. Ooh. So much.
What did you and Jesus main for Double Dash?
Well... You know, the classic Mario and Luigi?
Yeah.
Wasn't us. Waluigi and Wario.
Waluigi Wario team? Hold on, were you Wario?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
that
dude, Jesus, got to be Waluigi. That sounds pretty good.
Oh, man.
You know, it's kind of insane that God's a Wario.
A Wario guy?
Yeah, yeah. No, I vibe with that, man. I love
you can't look at that motherfucker and tell me he doesn't sit back, light a doobie, and eat some fucking pizza.
Yeah, well, he's making a lot of money, too.
Yeah, he definitely do.
All right.
Yeah. He is pretty chill.
Yeah, I mean, it does seem like you could be doing a little bit more, and Satan's kind of... getting the short end of the stick here, but you're pretty fucking chill.
Well, I mean, that's kind of his own fault, right? Like, he did the whole thing in the garden with the apple. And
right.
Said, hey, so now you get to work for eternity. I'm going to be up here chilling with my pals.
Oh, that's cool.
Could have been you.
Oh, yeah, he did it fuck off. Yeah, he kind of did that to
himself. That's a good point. Yeah. Out of left field here, a little bit of a bird opinion. Platypus?
Dude. I was tripping real hard. I was just putting shit together.
Hell yeah.
Honestly, forgot about it. Woke up. I was like, should I zap that? Nah, let's let it do its thing.
Okay.
I think there was a few animals that
I like
that.
I got like all of my like big questions.
All your God questions in?
Yeah, I got a God question here. Have you thought about like rewriting the Bible? So people could maybe understand what you're talking about. Because
yeah.
It seems like you're way more chill with your vocabulary nowadays than maybe perhaps you were before.
Oh, the whole heareth, beeth, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, there's a lot of unnecessary THs.
There's also like so many different Bible books. Just make one.
Yeah.
Just make
one. Can we get like a graphic novel?
The best thing we got is a bunch of scrolls that were found that in a cave. Like,
can you make a YouTube series for the Bible? Yeah.
I've been trying to get one of those out. It keeps getting shot down.
By who?
All right.
Well, I'm pretty sure that Satan's got it in with Google. Google's been knocking the shit out.
That could make sense. Okay.
I think he's
okay.
Using this whole chaotic thing to make sure that people don't really know that I'm just like, cool. He wants people to think I'm high and mighty,
uppity and tight. And
kill your son because everybody misunderstood what happened kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I knew you were this chill, then who knows?
I mean, he did flood the earth once and left, like, There's a lot of incest in Bible.
Yeah, but that was
too.
Mainly to save the animals. I get it.
I don't think it was to
it
save
was not
the
to
animals.
Save the animals.
We don't have unicorns, Taylor.
Yeah, wait, why don't we?
They didn't make it on the boat.
That is your fault.
Yeah.
I gave them plenty of notice, all right? I gave
what notice. What about a Pegasus, though?
Yeah, and dragons.
Right, centaurs?
Listen, you guys would not be able to handle those creatures nowadays.
Yeah, but you just made a planet with slime girls and cat girls.
Yeah, well, it's a different planet.
Well, they can handle it. Yeah, can we get, like, fucking magic here?
No, I've been there. I've done that before. You guys with magic are fucking nuts. You think you're nuts now? Give those motherfuckers some magic.
That's fair.
Shit catches on fire real quick.
Man. Yeah, I mean, we really can't even handle Magic the Gathering.
Listen, I've seen you guys with the internet, all right? It's fucking weird.
Yeah, it do be.
But you are on it, like you're like streaming.
It's your fault.
Yeah, I mean, I gotta make sure everyone's on the open up.
On the up and up.
Yeah, well, hey.
Nowadays, right? On the open up.
I guess it feels like you didn't really. You know what? It's been great having you on, God.
Do you want to do any plugs?
Yeah, you got a plug. You
your
want
Twitch channel?
Yeah,
your ads.
It's you know, go hashtag blessed 777. Right, you can find me there on YouTube. You can find me on the Twitch. That's my Xbox gamer tag. Steam. You know, yeah.
Okay. Cool. Now we'll everybody
make sure
go
you like
ahead
and subscribe.
Yeah, go ahead and check that out. Give them a subscribe. I don't know what your numbers are at right now, but. Hopefully we can bump that up, I guess.
And hopefully we can, you know, make those accounts before this episode goes live. Yeah. They can actually go to something. Wouldn't that be fun?
Wouldn't that? I mean, you texted me, you said you came on because you saw Satan was on. Is there anything, like, you wanted him to know or, like...
Or say about that episode or something?
Yeah. First off, fuck you and your orchestra. When you're trying to play against a guy who just plays a fiddle, that's wrong. So I had to step in a little bit and say, fuck you. I taught him how to play fiddle. So that's how
he was very touchy. Shit. He was really touchy about the whole thing. Like, I think he's still got a chip on his shoulder because of that. So, okay. Well, that's good to know, man.
Also, you know, Satan... I fucking pwned your ass with a 360 no-scope and Fortnite the other night. Fuck you, bitch.
Jesus Christ.
Hell Riz, man.
I guess it wasn't Jesus.
All right. Well, I'm going to dip out of here, y'all. Because, you know, they call him.
Right. Yeah.
They do be calling.
They do be.
I mean, my boys are calling. It's time to play.
Okay. Hey, cool, man. I'll catch you on Twitch.
On the flip side, perchance.
Yeah, I can't wait to listen to you say all kinds of phrases with this voice of yours. It makes me giggle, so...
Well, God out, y'all.
Later, God. You got a cool voice.
Out. Peace out, God.
Bye.
Well, that was interesting.
Man, Rabbit missed a lot.
Yeah. Hey, Rabbit, you missed God.
Fuck.
Dude, atheists are fucking missing out. Like,
tell me about it.
That's
maybe God was the Rizzler that we all
he
found
might.
Along the way.
Maybe this is why Hitler is no longer atheist, because like he like met God. Because I don't know, he's
do you
not
think that
why
God's
why can't no one
Fortnite
account for where
right
Hitler
now?
Is? What
you think God's playing Fortnite with him right now?
He could be. He could be one of the boys.
I'll tell you what. I've still got Satan on Discord. I will figure it out. Not right now. This is not a Satan moment, but...
Oh, right now?
Not right now, Dan.
Satan's right... He's coming... You have him coming here right now?
Okay, yeah, Satan. Oh. I can get him.
I'm fucking with you, but okay.
God.
No. It went to voicemail. Okay,
he might be busy. Don't bother him.
Is this God? This is Satan's voicemail?
What's up, guys?
You just missed God.
He's streaming right now. I don't care what you see him.
So should we get you back when God is here and get at the right time?
What did you guys call me for?
I don't know, honestly.
I don't know. Kurt started saying something about you, and then he like called you up and threw it by the
and
mic.
Dan and
Dan
got really
away.
Excited when he heard Satan.
Dan loves having you on, man.
Okay, listen, hold on.
Yeah, look,
I've got some satanic magic. Let me figure this out. You guys are still on the Hitler thing?
Yeah, because God also can't account for him.
Yeah, is he streaming with him?
No, he's not streaming. Guys, okay, we figured it out. He is absolutely in hell. I got him, okay?
Okay.
I don't know.
That sounds like a cover up.
Yeah.
No. After the podcast, I talked to the imps.
And Epstein killed himself.
Yeah.
Okay.
Got him.
Hey, you know what? Fuck off. I'm in the call. I'm not dealing with the Epstein question.
We'll call you back on next time we have God here so you guys can be here together instead of after.
Fuck that.
No, we'll.
I have enough of it.
We got to get Satan signed next. And then we'll. We'll talk about the possibility.
Listen, guys, I'm really busy right now. I've got some tech startups that are going great.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
So, any specific ones, or is it all secret?
Hit me up next podcast.
Okay. Hey, watch out for Godcoin. Don't fall for it. Or do. It's... I don't know. God gave us that.
You're like trying to make me look like an asshole.
I don't know. I'm just saying, watch out for Godcoin.
I'm aware of Godcoin. That didn't work out for me. That was even worse than Dogecoin.
Alright. Okay. Love you.
Wait, hold on. Sorry. Okay. You have a linear version of time that hasn't happened yet.
Yeah.
Okay, my bad.
Well, yeah, we had just talked to God about that.
Okay, yeah, no.
We'll send you the link.
Well, that's fine. I'll catch you guys later.
Later, Dan.
Bye, Satan.
Love you. Bye.
Me too.
Hey, guys. Sorry, I fucking... Right, yeah.
It was really weird how Satan just took your body over real quick and gave us that message.
Well, I wish he would just let me do the thing where, like, he just talks through the phone, but he wasn't happy about that, so... Yeah. Maybe we'll get that update sometime.
Who knows?
He has been pretty busy lately, so...
Yeah, it sounds like Satan's actually a lot busier than God.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Like, his schemes are failing, but he's trying.
Well,
He's like the brain.
He's like Megamind.
God's the pinky.
I was going to say Megamind, but...
Oh, yeah. Maybe a bit like
I don't
that.
Know. I think he's still trying to be evil.
That's a fair point.
He's just not super successful.
He's not great
with it
at
lately.
Right.
Well...
But, it's cool that we have Abrahamic, deities showing up on our podcast now, so...
Yeah, who knows? Maybe we'll have... Someone else.
God.
Yeah, they
don't
on anybody
Zeus?
Else's podcasts.
What if we had Zeus? I bet he'd sound a lot like God.
Probably.
Right.
What would a Zeus voice sound like, Dan?
I don't know. Probably like God.
or yeah, probably Brooklyn.
I bet Ryan has a great Zeus voice.
Hey, maybe. Might sound like Brooklyn. Okay.
Hey, what the fuck is up with you guys?
Hey, I got the lightning and I'm falling at you. Watch out.
I turned into a swan and fuck. Who's gonna suck my dick tonight?
Weird.
Yes.